little party at the Grease Palace. And, yes, we had the Vivaldi. You know, when I have a party like you hear this kind of music, but I actually have the guys playing the music, so you can feel more formal. You see them in the corner and you go, hello, so good to see you. Hello. I wonder what the poor people are doing today. Enjoy the Beaujolais, it's quite lovely. But what I had also done was, I'm into mushrooms. I like shiitake mushrooms. I like them all. And I was out in the backyard, and growing out of one of Blue's masses was this beautiful, thick, helmeted, and I got the mushroom book just to be sure. And I looked it up, and it was an atrial mushroom. I double-checked it. I triple-checked it. So I removed it, washed it very carefully, and I took it and I said, Alberta, I want you to cut this mushroom real thin, fry it up in deep fat, and garnish the steak with it, all right? She said, well, do you know it's good? I said, yeah, I looked it up in the... I tell you what, why don't you just go ahead and cut three slices and give them to Blue? And then watch him for 20 minutes. If he doesn't drop dead, we'll know it's good to serve to the guests, just as an extra safety valve. Here you go, Blue. I knew he'd eat it. I mean, he licks antifreeze. He's going to eat these mushrooms. So I gave him a few big hunks of the mushroom. I said, all right, Alberta, slice and fry. So we sat down. Everybody savored the Beaujolais. Wonderful, wonderful. I said, you'll be interested to know, ladies and gentlemen, that with your steaks, mushrooms that I picked out of the backyard, don't worry, I see your looks of alarm. I'm an expert at mushrooms. I like mushrooms, and these mushrooms are homegrown. Hell, they were in the backyard an hour ago, so relax and enjoy. But we're sitting there discussing world events, everybody in black tie and evening gown. I mean, when I do it up at the Grease Palace, I do it upright. That's when Alberta came walking in, whispering into my ear, Mr. Grease Minnelli, the dog's dead. I thought to myself, I said, ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. We've all been poisoned. The mushrooms, as it turns out, were bad. We've got to get to the hospital now and get our stomachs pumped. Alberta, dial 911. When, you know, a couple of the guests couldn't wait. They said, my God, mushrooms dying, permanent paralysis. They started sticking their fingers down their throat. They ran over to my potted plants. I said, all right, now, everybody, calm down. Oh! All right, just calm down. All right, induced vomiting. Induced vomiting. Here's a bottle of syrup. The fire department should be on the way. We're all going to go in an ambulance together now. Here they come. All right, here they come. It's all of us. Yes, we've all had the mushrooms. We've all had the mushrooms. Just take us to the Blauman General immediately. But when, you know, they started shoving tubes down my guest's throat, there they were with vomit-speckled evening gowns, jewelry covered in vomit. Tatas were flopping out. People were going nuts. I said, my God. Easy! Easy! I had 16 people vomiting on my lawn as they loaded us up into the ambulance. I said, all right, get us down there on the double, on the double. Come on, let's go. I said, I'm very sorry, everyone. I'm very, this has never happened before. Oh, my God. When we got to the hospital, they said, all right, who's the idiot that picked the mushroom? I said, well,
Don't.
Next thing you know, people are, their mouths are being forced open. Rubber piping's being forced down their throat. Vomiting is being induced. I had already heaved my guts out of panic on the way over. I'm sitting there with my sweating forehead on the cool tile wall. Imagine my shock and horror when Alberta looked at me and said, you know, a dump truck can really kill a dog.